Democratic Congresswoman Nita Lowey of the 17th District introduced her Small Business Credit Card Act of 2013, saying many small businesses across the country need credit cards to help keep their doors open.
I mean, we depend on small business to create jobs. Small businesses should be expanding their business and creating jobs, not worrying if the terms of their credit card contract will change without notice that a higher interest rate could be arbitrarily applied or be susceptible to unfair and unnecessary fees.
The ranking Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee had previously introduced a similar act and says it is her understanding that the credit card industry defeated her bill the last go-round.
The problem is the banks like to charge the high interest rates, and they keep pushing back on it, and we have not been able to get this passed. But I'm going to continue to fight hard to make sure that we can do something about this.
Calls and emails to spokespeople at MasterCard and Visa were not returned in time for this broadcast. An American Express spokeswoman says it is company policy to decline comment on any pending legislation. Yet she pointed out that American Express, in general terms, views small businesses as vital to the economy and supports initiatives that help them. Lowey, who represents part of Westchester County and all of Rockland, says according to a 2012 survey conducted by the National Small Business Association, 31% of small businesses rely on credit cards to finance their companies, and one half of these carry a monthly balance. The National Small Business Association supports Lowey's new Small Business Credit Card Act. Kendra Porter founded a personal image agency for full-figured women in 2011 called Honor You, based in Westchester's Hartsdale.
While the startup costs were minimal, it has been in the operational costs that I've relied on my credit cards. I do a lot of traveling, working on projects or with clients, and having my cards has given me access to capital and also helped me keep track of my expenses.
She says she would like to be able to separate her personal and business finances, but she gets better protection and rates as a consumer than as a small business. It's the Credit Card Accountability, Responsibility, and Disclosure, or CARD Act, passed by Congress in 2010, that protects individual consumers from what many considered unfair and deceptive practices. Kendra Porter says she would benefit from Lowey's legislation, which would expand such protections to businesses like hers, with 50 or fewer employees. Again, here's Congresswoman Lowey.
Some may say small businesses that rely on credit cards may be riskier than individuals, but they still should get warning, and the credit card rate shouldn't change without notice.
Lowey's legislation would prohibit credit card companies from raising interest rates in the first year of the account. Her legislation would also end late fee traps such as weekend deadlines and fees for online payments, and require credit card companies to apply payments to the balance with a higher interest rate and notify small businesses ahead of an interest rate increase. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.